The Senate Committee on Public Affairs to order and open a public hearing on House Bill 3788B. And for those, for your information, by the way, in case you're here for House Bill 3082, we will not be hearing that today. There are some groups working on some changes, and I think they're working over the weekend, and there'll be some amendments coming. And my guess is probably about Tuesday or so. So that's a change of plan. Okay, we'll continue on with the public hearing. Do you have a sign-up sheet? I'm going to ask the proponents of House Bill 3788 if they would like to. Why don't you just come forward?
Some other volunteers. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the committee.
Good afternoon, sir. Mike Graney. I'm Assistant Director of the Oregon Office of Energy. There are a number of us here in support of House Bill 3788. Provided a handout that gives a fairly detailed explanation of the bill, and so I would just like to be very brief and let my colleagues here make additional brief remarks. This bill has been the result of a long process of negotiation and consensus, which we've agreed upon. It addresses first the siting of large energy facilities, expedites the process, I think establishes some good procedures for speeding up the process of siting energy facilities while still protecting environmental values. The bill also contains some important energy conservation provisions for state agencies. The amendments you have today are two sets of amendments that complement the bill as well that are consensus amendments. The first, the B24, I believe is the number, covers two issues. Section 21 there involves some changes to resolve an issue between Boise Cascade and the PUC, and representatives from those two organizations are here if the committee wants more details on that, but parties agree on that. And the rest of that amendment deals with an agreement between installers of solar energy systems and plumbing professionals regarding what kind of license is required for the proper installation of solar systems, and that again represents an agreement. And then the B26 amendments were proposed to respond to some concerns that the court administrator's office raised about the judicial review provisions that were in the initial bill. And again, those are consensus amendments that the parties involved have all agreed upon. I think this is a good bill. It has the support of not only the Office of Energy, but utilities, non-utility developers, public interest groups, and others. And with that, let me pass on to my colleagues and be happy to answer any questions as well.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'm Tom Gallagher, representing PG&E National Energy Group, and we're basically in support of the bill. We're here to answer any questions on the expedited siting or the temporary siting process, if necessary, for the committee. This is worked out with all of the parties on the siting pieces of it, and I think we're all in agreement and support.
Great. Thank you, Tom.
Mr. Chair, Brad Higby, representing Renewable Northwest Project. Just wanted to say a few things briefly and also answer any questions that the committee might have. Renewable Northwest Project is a regional organization made up of consumer environmental organizations as well as the developers of renewable energy. We've been working diligently throughout the session with a number of legislators and interest groups to get the various siting bills through. Senate Bill 843, the so-called siting bill, we're happy the governor signed that May 14. And this would be the so-called long-term siting bill. And we're excited about some of the provisions that both those bills would bring to bear for renewable energy development. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you very much, Brad. You know, I think what I'm going to do, if you decide, Senator, why don't you come join us at the table, too, and then we'll, if you have any comments to make, or be able to vent for questions at least.
Just very briefly, Mr. Chair, Senators, for the record, I'm Lee Beyer, State Senator from District 21. The bill you have before you is the fourth and final piece in the siting and encouragement bills to try to get the energy supply issue taken care of in Oregon. We started, Senator Messley was helping us at the start. Senator Atkinson and I were the sort of Senate team that started working on these things. As you'll recall, earlier on, we passed the short-term siting bill and the continuation of some of the encouragements in Senate Bill 520 and 521. Our goal had been to get this all four bills adopted by April 1st. We're a little late on that deadline, but what you have in front of you is a consensus bill that includes both the executive department, the utility regulatory authorities, as well as the generators, utilities, and conservation groups in the state. It's a good thing when you adopt this. You will, in fact, have, I believe, the best siting process among the 50 states. And probably more importantly for our constituency is that you'll have a process in front that's going to add to the resource that's necessary to make sure that we don't have the kinds of brownouts and blackouts that California is experiencing. So it's a good bill, and I'd encourage your action on it today. Move to the floor quickly.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Questions from the committee, and this would include Brad, too, if you have questions. Yes, Senator Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this would be open, I think, to either any of you who would like to provide the expertise on it. I'd just be curious of maybe just a brief comment on some of the changes to 1149 that are in the bill, specifically related to the changing of the language of encouraging divestiture of generating facilities. And the significance of that.
Good afternoon.
Chair Duncan, members of the committee, good afternoon. My name is Lee Sparling. I'm administrator of the Electric and Natural Gas Division at the Public Utility Commission. Senator Metzger, I think you're referring to Section 18 of the
yes.
bill, which deletes certain language about the commission's authority to adopt incentives for utilities to divest their generating resources. It has not been the commission's intention to use that language in Senate Bill 1149. In all the discussions of implementation to date, that issue has never really come up seriously. The commission doesn't have any concern about this language being eliminated as is done in 3788.
Yeah, I guess my and just Andrew. A follow-up, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'm the other way of that. I feel very good that you have deleted that language, and I just think for the committee's benefit. I mean, this is one of the in terms of our discussion on the whole energy issue and our importance to bring more energy sources to the market. Certainly, there's been a lot of concern. And when dealing with California and their disconnect from those who are generating their assets to become providers, and while this has not been something that we have followed here in Oregon, I know that by deleting that language, I think we send a strong message that we do not intend to fall in that same trap that the state of California did. And I just want to acknowledge that this is an important part of the bill that I don't think has been talked about. When people think about energy and what the state is trying to do, that we're not trying to duplicate California. In fact, we're making a very strong statement that we do not think this is a good business policy for the state or for its citizens. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Metzger, yes. I might add that provision is probably one of the biggest mistakes that California made. And so this is a very important provision.
Thank you, Senator, for bringing that out, and I think that's important. In fact, sometimes something you delete is as important as what you add. Mm-hmm. Other questions? Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like a more in-depth explanation of Section 15, in summary of the limitations on
Mr. Chairman, Senator Messerly, the provision for the expedited review, which involves principally eliminating the requirement for a contested case, as well as some very strict deadlines of reviews that the state agencies do, is intended for facilities that are located where either there's an existing energy facility or industrial development, so you'll have sort of minimal new footprint or, you know, impact on the environment. So if a facility can use the existing right-of-way for a transmission line or a pipeline, it can actually be quite a bit longer. The 3-mile limit is only for if a new transmission line has to be used. And the reason we wanted a short limit for new transmission lines is because the nature of new transmission and new pipelines and linears does generate a good deal of controversy. Now, this doesn't preclude at all the development of new pipelines and new transmission lines. It just means that they won't be able to use this one particular provision for expedited review. But the bill does make other changes in our reviews generally, which should reduce the time to review all energy facilities, including pipelines and transmission lines.
Mr. Chair, Senator Messley, it's Tom Gallagher. I think you're raising a broader point here, which is citing gas transmission lines rather than distribution lines across EFU. And I think there's an issue in the Coos Bay gas pipeline. There's also one for Northwest Natural in the Mist oil fields, gas fields. We did not take up that issue in either of these bills. I think it is something we are going to have to look at in the future. It is something that was visited last session. I don't think it was adequately solved. It is an extremely controversial issue about how you use the land use process and how you site lateral transmission lines. As the load growth in the Willamette Valley continues to occur, bringing the power into the Willamette Valley, be it gas or electrical lines, we're going to have to cross EFU. And that might be something that we all want to begin to look at in the interim.
Chair, follow-up?
Yes, Senator.
That's only part of my concerns. As you probably also know, we've had trouble bringing BPA lines across forest lands, and it seems to me that although we're really moving in a very positive direction here, we're not going to complete our work until we can also get more capacity to rural Oregon. Otherwise, we're continually to build our economic centers, and we're not really getting the job done and getting more capacity to the areas that need economic boost.
Mr. Chair, Senator Messley, I think if the Senate Interim Committee on Environment or Land Use certainly should put this on their interim schedule.
Thank you.
I think your points will be well taken about the infrastructure, the impact on the infrastructure, and we really need to be broadening that out there to do some of the things with those rural counties in Eastern Oregon and
South Coast.
And the South Coast, too, that need the help.
Thanks.
Okay. Other questions for those testifying?
Well,
thank you very much. You must have stated your case very, very well. You can sign up. Ralph Silverstein, you were scheduled to testify too. Okay, Lee, you're joining them again, all right?
He's going to talk about the amendments.
Okay. -24.
-26.
And the 26. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Ralph Saperstein. I represent Boise Cascade Corporation. We are offering the -24s, which include an amendment for us and somebody else, but the amendment that deals with us deals exclusively with Boise Cascade. The -24s have been approved by the PUC, and Lee Sparling will speak to that, and the Citizens Utility Board, CUB, and I don't know if Jeff is going to testify or not. The significant difference that's in the current bill that came through the House and these amendments is a change in the date from October 1st of this year to January 1st of next year. The amendment will allow Boise Cascade to buy electricity beginning January 1 at a PUC regulated rate, might add at historically high levels. Until then, we will pay obscenely high rates, four times as high as our competition, but that will avoid a hypothetical rate shift the PUC had concerns over. In addition, Portland General Electric, our electricity supplier, also supports the Dash 24s. They believe that it's important to keep our 600 employees working, and that's a public policy position they support. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Questions for Ralph? Okay.
Chair Duncan, members of the committee, again, Lee Sparling from PUC staff. I'm just going to basically second what Ralph said. We did have concerns about the language in the bill with respect to the company's ability to get back to standard tariff rates and off of its contract. We had concerns specifically about the fourth quarter of this year and the cost shift to other customers that might occur with that. Fortunately, Boise and PGE have been willing to work with us and try to address our concerns, and we've reached agreement on the language that you see in Section 21 of the Dash 24 amendments, and so the Commission does support those amendments. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about
any
the issue.
Any questions for Lee? Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, Jim Ness. Good afternoon. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, my name is Jim Nass, legal counsel for the appellate courts. I'm here to speak today in on behalf of the B-26 amendments. Supreme Court had two concerns about this bill. Judicial review of council orders come directly to our court with respect to temporary energy generating facilities. The bill, as passed by the House, would have in effect made our court an evidence-taking court, because the those cases are not preceded by a contested case hearing, and the scope of review was of the type that would have in some circumstances necessitated making a record. The B-26 amendments make clear that the court's scope of review is limited to the record made before the council, and we can live with that. The other piece that we had a concern about is that the bill imposes a flat six-month limit to decide every council case. For exemptions to site certification, if there weren't too many of those, we could perhaps live with that. This bill, however, applies to every single case. If someone should propose building a new nuclear site in this state, as perhaps President Bush and Vice President Cheney envisioned might happen across the nation, I would guess that the record for that kind of case would come in a van, and they would back up the building and unload boxes and boxes of the records. We simply could not review a case of that magnitude in 6 months' time. What the B-26 amendments do is provide, our first choice would be to get rid of any time limit. No one else seems to agree with that. Our fallback is that we would like to limit that 6 month to the site exemptions. No one much agrees with that either. People like the 6 month limit. What B-26 does is add an escape hatch, and the language is based upon the language that the Court of Appeals has for LUBA cases, LUBA being Land Use Board of Appeals cases. Statutes require those cases to be heard effectively in 5.5 months' time. And for most cases, that works okay. But the statutory scheme also provides a mechanism for the court to go beyond that time limit if the case is unusually factually complicated or unusually legally difficult. And so the B-26 amendments incorporate that language so that if the court has a Trojan nuclear plant type of case, and simply can't get the job done within the six-month time, this would give us a means to go beyond that six-month limit. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so you can live with these now that they've been modified?
That's what my boss says.
Okay. All right. Questions for Jim? No questions.
Okay.
Are there any other people in the audience who would like to testify on this bill? Hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 3788B, and I'm going to open the work session on 3788B.
Mr. Chairman, I move the B-24 amendments to House Bill 3788.
Senator Metzger moves the B-24 amendments to 3788. Is there any discussion? Any objection? They're adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move the B-26 amendments to House Bill 3788.
Senator Metzger moves the B-26 amendments to House Bill 3788. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? The B-26 amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 3788 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Metzger moves House Bill 3788 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. And you will note that it went to Ways and Means from the House. So it has, even though there is a fiscal impact, it's already been there. Okay. Is there any discussion on House Bill 3788? Is there any objection to 3788?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, love to have your question.
I just don't see, since this was not in the governor's budget, I don't see, even though it did go to Ways and Means, I don't see a fiscal report.
It's,
I'm
it's,
just not looking at it. Got it, okay.
Got it?
Yeah. And I see where it was not in the governor's budget, Ways and Means has approved this budget item. Is that what you're telling me? It is not in the governor's budget. Right. Since it was not in the governor's budget, it has gone through the Ways and Means. I don't see an approved fiscal in here. So it's, might I take your word, Vern, that, that they've already passed and they say it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good, Janet.
Mr. Chair, I have the fiscal, the statement from the Ways and Means Committee. I didn't make one for everyone.
Oh.
I mean, besides their fiscal statement, they
so okay,
have the summary. So.
That's okay.
Thank you for being alert there, Senator. That's good to cut that. Yep, that's good. Okay, is there any other discussion on House Bill 3788B? Hearing none, is there any objection to House Bill 3788B? Hearing none, House Bill 3788B is adopted. Senator Metzger says he will carry the bill. This committee is adjourned. We'll wait the call of the chair as soon as we get good guidance what we do next. And thank you very much for your work. Thank you, folks, for joining us today.
Me too.
The color?
Yeah, I like the color. Maybe it's over your agenda.
That's fine.